The first customer delivery of the Piper Sport happens in Miami. WingX comes to the Android, and Garmin's G600 training app is free online. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, April 15th, 2010. Or maybe what's not up. Travel across Europe is a mess today, as an ash cloud from a volcanic eruption in Iceland has drifted into British airspace. Concern over the risk posed to jet engines has closed all major UK airports, including Gatwick and Heathrow, from noon to 6 p.m. Zulu today. Airport closures are also being reported by Sky News across Denmark and Norway. Check with your airline if you're flying anywhere near Northern Europe. Well, that was quick. Demonstrating one of the big advantages of rebranding a brand-compatible existing product over reinventing the wheel, Piper has delivered the first Piper Sport LSA just 3 months after announcing the plane at this year's U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. The first customer delivery went to three veteran pilots who are partners in the purchase, all live in Miami. The plane is manufactured by Czech Sport Aircraft and distributed through Piper Sport Distribution Incorporated. It starts at $120,000, and all three available trim levels include leather seats, BRS, Rotax 912 power, and a 600-pound useful load. Piper has selected Forward Vision Systems EVS 100 and EVS 600 Enhanced Vision Systems for installation on new Malibu, Matrix, and Mirage models, and the two companies will collaborate on an STC for the existing fleets as well. Once Forward Vision gets a version certified for the higher performance envelope of the Meridian, including operation to 30,000 feet, the option will also be available for new Meridians and STC'd for the existing fleet. Hilton Software has released WingX for the Android smartphone, including a searchable AFD, integrated AOPA directory, zoomable NACO charts, color-coded METARs, TAFs, route planning with route weather, animated radar images, an extensive E6B, a comprehensive set of documents including the FARs, and more. All the charts and other info is stored on the phone and accessible when flying without internet access. That means that WingX is now available for the Android, iPhone 3G and 3GS, iPod Touch, BlackBerry, and Windows Mobile platforms. The Android version is available from the Android Market and from HiltonSoftware.com. Garmin is announcing several new products and rebates, along with bundled database pricing for the GPS map 495, 496, and 695, 696, and the SVX synthetic vision upgrade for the G300 and G3X, Garmin is releasing Pilot MyCast for the Android smartphone. Pilot MyCast is described as a premium mobile phone aviation weather, flight planning, and flight filing application exclusively for customers in the U.S. and Canada. It's also available for the BlackBerry, iPhone, and Windows Mobile. The company is also making available G600 and G500 PC training software free for the download at Garmin.com. The software includes SVT and flight charts and is designed to help customers gain familiarity with their avionics before takeoff. Rebates are now available on several Garmin avionics products between now and June 30th. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated April 14th, at aero-news.net. Up next on ANN, Aspen fills in the blanks on some new products. Synthetic Vision comes to the Evolution PFD. And Michelin expands its Norwood plant in North Carolina. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4 Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Aspen Avionics wowed us at AEA last week with announcements of several new products. Now the company is making more details available. Two of the products will be available in July. A new version of the Evolution PFD called the 1000C3 Pro will be certified for use in Class 3 aircraft, weighing 6,000 to 12,500 pounds, and carry an MSRP of about $13,000. The unit will be based on Level B software and can be combined with Aspen's Evolution 1000 MFD and 500 MFD for a complete glass cockpit solution for heavier aircraft. The EA-100 Autopilot Attitude Interface allows an Evolution 1000 Pro to talk to attitude-based autopilots, freeing operators from mechanical gyros and bringing improved accuracy and reliability. The first version of the EA-100 will allow the replacement of the popular Bendix King KI-256 attitude indicator and will support KAP 100 and 200 series and KFC 200 series autopilots. Future versions will support additional Bendix King, Collins, Cessna ARC, and Sperry autopilots. MSRP is $2,495. Find additional detail on these and also on Aspen's new engine monitor and backup display expected in December in the text version of this story, dated April 14th at aero-news.net. A little further out, Aspen says it plans to make its Evolution Synthetic Vision feature available as a software upgrade on the 1000 Pro PFD in the first quarter of next year. That product will be priced at $2,295. VP of Marketing Brad Hayden notes the combination of Aspen's high-resolution display with Jeppesen's 3-arc second terrain data makes for a very realistic synthetic vision representation. Michelin has announced an $11 million expansion of its aviation tire operation in Norwood, North Carolina. The change will bring a retreading operation into the facility and is expected to add 74 jobs over the next 18 months. The Norwood plant houses 380,000 square feet and currently employs 320 people. Michelin has a large presence in North and South Carolina, employing a total of 8,200 people in those two states. The company stresses that the expansion still requires finalizing appropriate agreements with state and county government. Applications could be open for the first of the new jobs by the end of this month. Still ahead, the Navy identifies Monday's accident victims. American Legend debuts the J3 Classic, and the mascots stay, but so do the cookies. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, April 15th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Navy says it's recovered the bodies of four service members who were aboard a T-39N Sabreliner that went down about 4 p.m. Eastern Time Monday near Ellijay, Georgia. The Associated Press reports the Navy identified the men yesterday as 67-year-old retired Navy Lieutenant Commander Charles McDaniel of Cantonment, Florida, 38-year-old Marine Captain Jason Painter of Pensacola, Florida, 26-year-old Marine Lieutenant Sean Neese of Levittown, Pennsylvania, and 25-year-old Navy Ensign Zachary Eckhart of Orfield, Pennsylvania. The plane is part of a fleet of 8 Sabreliners used for training undergraduate military flight officer students in radar navigation and airborne radar intercept procedures. The aircraft replaced Cessna T-47As during the early 1990s. American Legend Aircraft has a new variation it's calling the Classic J3, which will be sold as an SLSA. Starting with the open-cowled J3 look, the Classic limits content and options to come in just under $95,000 ready to fly, with a legacy analog panel designed to mimic the Piper original. Unlike the original, the Classic J3 uses a 100-horsepower Continental O200 and adds electrical options and a host of safety features. Like the Legend Cub on which it's based, the Classic has a cabin 3 inches wider than the original Piper acknowledging how we've changed as a group over the decades. It comes, of course, in yellow with a black lightning bolt, but can also be had in white with red and blue stripes. Company owner Darren Hart says existing owners of the Legend Cub convinced him that, quote, there are additional buyers out there who would jump on the opportunity for a slimmed-down, brand-new Cub. The classic J3 is priced less than most new SLSA aircraft. However, customers will be getting a handcrafted, American-manufactured airplane that is without comparison in the sport pilot and recreational flying category, unquote. And finally today, Republic Airways Holdings acquired both Midwest Airlines and Frontier last year. Republic CEO Brian Bedford is confident. But in any corporate remarriage, there are cultures to be blended, and sometimes it's hard to let go of individual personalities for the better of the whole. Republic has concluded that Frontier will be the name on the combined operation moving forward, and its famous tail art spokes animals will be the public face of the operation. Bedford observes, quote, this decision was an emotional one for everyone involved. While the research showed that customers preferred the Frontier brand, they also expressed a strong loyalty to both brands based on affordability, convenience, destinations, and delivery of a differentiated experience, unquote. And so, Sally the Mustang and Wally the Gray Wolf will get the corner office, but at least one part of the Midwest brand heritage is a keeper. Expect to see the famous Midwest Airlines chocolate chip cookies on all Frontier flights starting this summer. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, avionics instructors talk about the benefits to their students of scholarships offered by the Aircraft Electronics Association. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.